I was there, he would say, right up until the day he died, after which he spoke only infrequently. I was there the day Horus saved the Emperor. It had been a singular moment, the Emperor and Horus, shoulder to shoulder, in the fiery, ash-choked depths of the scrap world, bloodlit in the broil of combat for almost the last time, though only one of them knew that. Father and son, back to back, swords drawn and their foe all around. As perfect an encapsulation of the crusade as any later immortalized in paint or ink, before remembrance of such times became a thing to be feared. The scrap world of Goro, that was where it had happened, deep in junkyard space of the Telon Reach. The greenskin empire that once claimed dominion over its stars was in flames, assailed on all sides by the inexhaustible armies of the Imperium. The aliens' empire was being overturned, their muddy fortress worlds burning, but not quickly enough. Goro was the key. Adrift in the distant light of a bloated red sun, where no planet had ever been wrought by inexorable time and gravity, it drifted on an erratic path. Not a wanderer, an intruder. Its destruction was made the Crusade's highest priority. The command came from the hand of the Emperor himself, and his most favoured and brightest son answered this call to arms. Horus Lupercal, Primarch of the Lunar Wolves. Goro wasn't dying easy. Any expectation that this would be a swift strike to the heart was dashed the moment the 63rd Expedition surged towards the system boundary and saw the scale of the scrap fleet protecting it. Hundreds of vessels pulled back from the fighting at the core of the Reach to defend its warlord's planetoid citadel. Vast corpse ships brought to hellish life with flaring plasma reactors at their heart. Warhawks welded together from rusted wreckage, scavenged from celestial graveyards, and returned to life by hideous mechanical necromancy. Anchoring the fleet was a colossal, hollowed-out asteroid fortress, a mountainous rock encrusted with pig iron and ice. Kilometers-wide engine cowlings were bolted deep into its bedrock, and its craggy surface was thick with immense batteries of orbital howitzers and mine lobbers. It lumbered towards the Lunar Wolves as rabid scrapship packs raced ahead like feral, club-wielding barbarians. The Vox howled with baying static, a million tusked throats giving voice to the primal instinct of the Orc. The engagement volume became a swirling free-fire zone, an impossibly tangled mass of entwined warships, collimated laser fire, parabolic torpedo contrails, and explosive debris fields. Void war engagements normally fought at ranges of tens of thousands of kilometers now began so close that Orc marauders with crude rocket packs were launching boarding actions. Atomic detonations fouled the space between the fleets with electromagnetic distortion and phantom echoes, making it almost impossible to separate what was real and what was a sensor ghost. The vengeful spirit was in the heart of the fiercest fighting, its flanks ablaze with broadsides. A hulk tumbled away, bludgeoned into molten submission by multiple decks of concentrated explosive ordnance. It trailed scads of burning fuels and arcing jets of plasma. Thousands of bodies spilled from its ruptured innards like spores from a fungal mass. There could be nothing subtle in such a fight. This wasn't a battle of maneuver and countermaneuver. It was a brawl. It would be won by the fleet that punched hardest and most often. And right now, that was the Orcs.